This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas legislature passed Act 1160 this session. The intent of the original bill, which was gutted before becoming law, was to blunt animal cruelty investigations on industrial animal farms. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the measure reflects a growing ag-gag movement among states.
Act 1160's original intent was to provide legal protection to animal owners and their animals by ensuring that only law enforcement agencies investigate charges of animal cruelty. In the end, most of the language of the bill was stricken. What was codified was financial responsibility by the owner towards any seized animal in legal custody. Still, in a court of law, the title could potentially be referenced, according to sources at the Arkansas Legislative Bureau with whom we checked. Republican State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson, District 33 Benton, and Republican State Senator Gary Stubblefield, District 6 Branch, sponsored the bills. They declined talking on the record. Michelle Kitchens, Legislative Research Coordinator for the Arkansas Farm Bureau, says AFB was not involved with the legislation but did observe a lot of opposition to it. Still, she says, she understands the intent.
I do think that it's such a new world when you talk about technology and the number of recording devices, and it's not just something you're seeing in agriculture. You're seeing it. You're seeing laws all the time about restricting what you can video and how you can video it. The so-called peeping Tom laws. It's just your laws are catching up with your technology, so to speak. Things that people never worried about before.
But what happens behind closed doors at most animal factory farms is considered best industry management practices. Most of it not meant for public view. Egg-laying hens spend lives in battery cages. Broiler hens raised from chicks in large barns stand in layers of sawdust and manure, the air pungent with ammonia. Contract chicken catchers grab handfuls of birds to crate up for shipment. Most cattle in northwest Arkansas enjoy life on pastures grazing. But in Colorado, cattle are raised in confined feedlots. And Arkansas will soon have its first factory swine breeding farm on Newton County, where hundreds of sows will be kept in narrow metal cages through gestation and nursing. Audio from an undercover video of such an operation, posted on an NPR website taken by the group Compassion for Animals, shows piglets being castrated and tails cut using hand nippers. Again, a routine industry practice, but operators don't want consumers to know the details, says Amanda Hitt. She's a public health attorney with the Government Accountability Project based in Washington, D.C.
But that is the reality of animal agriculture. And the reality is, even with these bills designed to obscure the truth, the industry still finds itself in quite a pickle. In the end of the day, an animal dies to create that chicken nugget or that hot dog or that steak. So they're always going to have to overcome something, even if they're operating in standard operating procedures. The question becomes, should the public not get to make that choice? I suspect that most people agree that the public, the consumer, deserves to make that choice.
The nonprofit Government Accountability Project promotes corporate and government accountability by educating constituents, protecting whistleblowers, advancing occupational free speech, and empowering citizen activists. The GAP is funded through private donations and foundation grants, primarily the Ford Foundation. Amanda Hitt heads the project's food integrity campaign. She says Arkansas Act 1160 falls under a set of emerging ag-gag laws enacted so far in a dozen states. For example, some make it illegal to covertly apply for a job inside a factory farm or videotape operations like the piglet incident you just heard.
And as an attorney who represents whistleblowers within agriculture, specifically USDA inspectors, meat inspectors, I can tell you that they have told me stories of animal abuse that make these videos look like a sunny, happy Disney film.
And with factory farming being increasingly sequestered by ag-gag laws, the public won't have an opportunity to have a say in how their food is raised, Hitt says.
You know, there's certainly a movement for more humanely treated animals, healthier animals, chickens running in the field, laying eggs joyfully in big, giant hen houses. And that's what the consumer wants. But the reality is that's not what's happening in these facilities. And even when consumers do pay the premium prices for a certain type of chicken or an egg, there's a reality there that consumers are generally missing.
In findings published by the Pew Commission on Industrial Animal Farming, the authors, many of them agriculture scientists and farmers, say more humane methods ought to be adopted. For example, gassing poultry before they are killed rather than electrocuting them. But more humane methods cost money, which affects industry bottom lines and consumer pocketbooks. Still, Michelle Kitchens, Arkansas Farm Bureau Legislative Research Coordinator, says farmers always have animal welfare in mind.
Obviously, animals that are comfortable are less likely to be ill, they're less likely to be frightened, they're less stressed, which just makes them grow better, makes them, like I said, more comfortable. If you have a dairy cow that's less stressed, she's more likely to give more milk. If you have I know they've done a lot of research about how the animals perceive in a slaughterhouse, about how they perceive the slaughterhouse line, what makes them less frightened. So there is a lot of science behind how animals are managed in a CAFO situation or in the slaughter situation. That's not just in the best interest of the farmer, but in the best interest of the animal.
Ann Kitchen says we will likely see a new round of ag gag bills filed this next legislative session in Arkansas.
Just because people do feel like they're being targeted to catch that one bad act on film or on being video or sound recorded that says, we knew you were a bad farmer and we want to catch you at it. Whereas I do think it's rare. It's not in the farmer's best interest to be abusive to their animals. No matter if you have three, pigs in the backyard or, 600 pigs in a confined animal operation, it's not in their best interest to be abusive.
Plus, farmers aware of growing public interest in how their meat, milk, eggs, and poultry is raised, as well as new science on humane animal husbandry, will eventually lead to even better best management practices. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.